Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. A buzzer-beating basket allowed the Raptors to beat the Celtics 104-103 and pull within 2-1 in the Eastern Conference semifinals last night. The Clippers had a much easier time winning the opener of their Western Conference semifinal series with a 120-97 trouncing of the Nuggets. In NBA news, the Nets have hired Steve Nash as their coach, putting the Hall of Fame point guard in charge of the team that hopes to have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving together next season. Nash is a 2-time MVP as the engineer of the high-scoring Suns teams under Mike D'Antoni. He had been a player development consultant with Golden State, where he worked with Durant. In the NHL's Stanley Cup playoffs yesterday, the Flyers forced Game 7 in their second-round series by conquering the Islanders in double overtime, 5-4. The Canucks also fought for Game 7 by stifling the Golden Knights, 4-0. In Major League Baseball, the Mets topped the Yankees in 10 innings, 9-7. The Blue Jays ripped the Red Sox in 10 innings, 6-2. And the Phillies rolled over the Nationals, also in 10 innings, 6-5. In tennis, Serena Williams advanced to the third round of the U.S. Open with a 6-2, 6-4 win over Margarita Gasparian. She'll face Sloane Stephens, who advanced with a dominant 6-2, 6-2 win over Olga Gavortseva. On the men's side, Dominic Thiem defeated Sumit Nagal 6-3, 6-3, 6-1. Daniil Medvedev beat Australian Christopher O'Connell 6-3, 6-2, 6-4. And three-time Grand Slam champion Andy Murray was knocked out by Felix Auger-Aliassime 6-2, 6-3, 6-4. And in NFL news, Cam Newton is officially the new starting quarterback for the Patriots. The move announced yesterday was expected after the 2015 league MVP outperformed second-year Jarrett Stidham and veteran Brian Hoyer during training camp. I'm Jesse King.